Today we're going to explore what sequences in numbers mean. And there's many different sites out there that will tell you, numerology sites that will tell you different things. I've had my own experiences with numbers, and I believe them now. Before, I never used to pay close attention, but because I've had a couple of different instances where numbers have shown up, and this is probably a few different times in my life, I now believe there is some... Why wouldn't somebody be showing you something to alert you? Is it possible that the angels show you, try to get your attention, to get you to look at something, or your spirit guides, or whoever's working with you? Yes, I believe that. Why not? Why would they not try to get your attention in ways... You know, they really are just trying to talk to us, but we're not at a point where we're evolved enough or we're open enough to often hear it. Now, I have actually heard things said when nobody was around. So I've heard some of that too. But I've had more of the experience with the animals showing up. And I've also had now the experience with the numbers. Let me tell you my most recent... Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you what happened. I don't know. It was a couple few years ago. There was this very unusual sequence of numbers. And I think it was when I wrote a check out at the grocery store. And the number on the check, let's say it was 3737, which, by the way, adds up to 10, 11. Yeah. That'd be 22. Or 2 would be the number. Anyway, I don't remember what it was exactly. But the number, what I wrote out for the bill at the grocery store, was identical to the check number. Now, what are the odds of that happening exactly? When you look at what I purchased and how I, and if I would have just put something back, which sometimes I'll grab stuff. If I'm walking through the grocery store like I was this day, I just took one of those hand baskets and throwing things in there. And I just pick stuff at random. I go, oh, yeah, we can use that. Oh, yeah, we can use that. So it could add up to anything. Most of the time when I go grocery shopping, I have a list of things, and I pick out all the stuff, and maybe I'll add a couple little things here and there. So this was totally at random, and for it to add up to that number, that was a message. I'm absolutely convinced. And what did it mean? Well, at the time, I added up the numbers. I don't remember what they came up to, but I remember talking to my friend Debbie. She's been on my show before, Reverend Debbie, and I asked her about the number, what it meant. And she said, oh, there's going to be some kind of change coming into your life. There's something going on here. Something's going to happen. I don't know what that meant. It was like a few days later, after that sequence of numbers, we had our furnace quit. I mean, just went, and I had to call a guy in, and it cost me a few $100s, and they replaced a lot of stuff, and it really needed to be fixed, but... You know, it's a blessing, too, because it went out at the right time of the year when it wasn't super, super cold, and I was able to get somebody in there. And so I always look at it like that, and maybe it's a warning. Say, hey, you know what? Your furnace is going to go out. Don't go out of town for any length of time, which I normally don't in the winter. But if I did, what if I took a vacation and was gone for like a week? I suppose things wouldn't have been frozen over unless, the temperature gets down below zero. So to me, it was a warning, and it was telling me that I was going to have some issues. And this also happened another time where that number sequence of numbers came up. And I knew after Debbie, what she told me the first time, what that number meant. I don't know what the number was that it added up to 6, 7. I don't know. But she claimed that, okay, you're going to have some issues with something. And sure enough, something else broke. I can't remember what it was now. So this last time, this most recent time, was just a short time ago. And that's what made me think, is anybody else experiencing numbers, sequences, just even strange numbers lining up? And what is it trying to tell you? Here's how I broke it down, and maybe this will assist you. There's so many websites out there that you can go find that are really wonderful sites. And we'll talk about some of those in a little bit. But which came first? I think it was 2929. I went to the grocery store And I wrote out a check, and it came out to $29.29. And that kind of caught my attention. Okay, 9 and 2 is 11. 9 and 2 is 11. And that's 22. 11 and 11 is 22, right? So is that supposed to be 4 if you add the 2s together, or is it 22? I just thought, well, 29, 29. You add those up, and that gives you two separate numbers, doesn't it? Now, if it was all just one group of numbers, that maybe that would be different. So that, okay, that didn't mean anything. I didn't think much of it, just thought it was a unique coincidence. And then shortly after that, within a week, I think my wife said to me, hey, look at the car. And the mileage on the car was 137, 137, exactly. And I thought, well, that's unusual. And at the time, I didn't think much of it. And then I added them up, 11, 11. So that's two times that somebody or something was trying to tell me about the number 22 or the number 4 if you add the twos together. But still, again, I look at 137, 136. They both add to 11. And 11 and 11 is 22. So maybe it's two 11s. You could drive yourself nuts. But I really feel it was 22. I don't know why, just something told me it's 22. I'm supposed to look at the number 2 and the number 22. And then I started seeing the sequence of 222. Now, this was after I had an incident. The incident took place, and that's what this is about. 2 weeks ago, after I'd seen the sequence of numbers of 137 and 2929, 2 weeks ago, I was at home. I'm never sick. And I woke up one morning, and I was feeling a little lightheaded. And I started feeling dizzy as I was going towards the bathroom. And I sat down on the toilet. Not that I was using it. I don't want to gross anybody out. But I was feeling dizzy, so I just sat down for a moment. And next thing I know, I heard a loud thud. And I was on the floor, waking up. Now, while this thud was happening, I remember thinking to myself, so I was dreaming. I said, what the heck is that noise? Why is somebody making that loud noise? And this is a dream. So I knew I was dreaming. It's like I fell asleep while I was sitting there. And I crashed onto the floor. And when I woke up, I realized, oh, it's me. And I'm laying there, like curled up like a ball. And I think, well, I didn't hurt myself. I'm okay. I must have just kind of dozed off or passed out. It's a little scary thought to think maybe you passed out. But it was from dehydration, I realized afterwards. So it was a wake-up call in that respect. That I drink water, but not as much. I've been very active this summer, and I could use a lot more. So that was part of it. But when I got up and I looked in the mirror, I had blood running down my nose because I banged my nose. And actually, my tooth was a little sore. But again, I didn't break anything, so that's a blessing. And I think it was a wake-up call. And part of it was, you know, I lost my balance. So part of the reason I lost that balance was because I wasn't maintaining my liquid intake. Water is very important to have and makes a huge difference in your life. And I kind of go through the motions. I drink a container that holds 2 or 3 glasses every day. And I try to drink a little more when I get home. But I used to drink half my weight in fluid ounces, because I learned that from a doctor by the name of Batmalige. I can't pronounce his name, Batmalige, but they called him the water doctor. If you go to watercure.com, he will, there's stuff on there that he researched, and he said you should drink half your body weight in fluid ounces. Most of us, it's 8 ounces, an 8-ounce glass of water, 8 of those a day for most of us, the average person. And take a little sea salt. He talks about that you need that to hold the water in. You don't want it completely passing through you. And you don't want to wash out. When you drink that much water, you wash out the salt reserves. So it's important to do that as well, to hold that in. So lately, I haven't been doing that. And I've been more active. I've been having a few beers. And so all that stuff dehydrates you. I drink a little coffee in the morning. That stuff dehydrates you too. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I know my body. And it wasn't a stroke. It wasn't a heart attack. It was dehydration. And I think I was getting a warning sign. But that's just part of it. That's just a small part of it. I was out of balance. So I look up 222. And there's a lot of different sites out there. There's a few sites I really like out there that exist. Let me just pull them up that I like to go through. I do kind of like, there's a woman, her name is Joanne, and she runs Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers. And they will give you, anytime you have a question about the meaning of numbers. There's also Numerology Secrets. Intuitivejournal.com is another very good one. I really like what they say on there. Also, there's ask-angels.com, sunsigns.org, and the list probably goes on and on and on. And they're all, here's another one, Light Body Activation. That's an interesting one. Maybe I'll pull that one up and see what they have to say about the number 222. Okay. Harmony, relationships, love, flexibility. Thank you for putting that pop up there. What I've learned about 222 and seeing the number, because it can say a lot of things. They're all going to say a ton of things. And you're going to pick out this and that. And it's like some of them are very complimentary. What does it say? Ancient wisdom. Well, of course, I've been around forever and I have ancient wisdom. That's not what it pertains to. You have to search your heart to find the answer because there's a lot of things. What I found it pertained to for me was truth, following my truth, faith, having faith to believe it's going to come forward, the things I want to come forward. And you've heard me talk about some of those things on different shows, and I'm not going to repeat it because part of the power of the law of attraction is to say it once. And sometimes it's to not even share it with other people because they may not hold the vibration that you're holding. So I've learned to shut my yap on those things. There are a few of us that have the same vision, so we hold on to that. But I think it also is for me to get on my journey, to get back on my journey, to balance out my spiritual life with my work life, which I haven't been doing lately. And here's the thing. 222 says balance. I lost my balance because I was dizzy. Now, you can look at it as a physical thing, but what about a deeper spiritual message? And that's what I take away, that this was trying to show me balance. And then it says faith, having faith. And I do have faith, but all of us, do we really truly have it? Because if we did, we wouldn't have the circumstances that we have. If you truly had the strongest faith, and you believed that God and the universe was going to give you what you asked for, then you'd have it. You'd already be there. And I'll tell you this, more than once in my life, I've had faith and amazing things have happened. But it's not always congruent. The timing has to be right. You know, I believe that we're given pretty much anything we ask for as long as it's for our greatest good or as long as it's not to hurt somebody. We are creators. We can create anything we want. But do we truly want something? When you ask for it, do you ask in the right way? And you have to be sincere, and you have to truly want it. And also, part of it has to be part of your journey, too. But I think you can always change that. There are those people that say, well, you made your journey, and this is it, and this is what it's meant to be. I don't agree with that. We are creators, are we not? Little creators. So therefore, we have the ability to change that anytime we want. If you don't like the way things are going, then change it. You have that ability. I know what I want. I know exactly what I want. And this 222 was a reminder. It says also with 222 and 22 and 2 that what you're asking for is on its way. You just have to have faith. And that is exactly what I'm doing. I'm asking for stuff. I've been asking for a long time. I want these things to come forward. Certainly, you know, you have to put some effort into it as well. And that's something I haven't been doing. So that was a huge wake-up call. Have you had numbers in your life? I've had 333s come up. And they tend to push towards the masters. Now, do you know who the masters are? Most of you probably do. But if you don't, these are the enlightened, what I call the ascended masters. Maybe they're not all ascended, but I look at them as beings that once lived on the planet that took their body and left, or they took their spirit or essence and they went somewhere else, but they're still here to assist. They've reached the highest understanding of physical life, and they've moved on. Saint Germain is a good example of a master, ascended master. Jesus considered that. Buddha, many others. So they are here to assist us. So a 333 could, not saying that it does, because it's got many meanings, could represent that the masters are working with you. It also could mean an answer yes, from what I understand. 333, if you're asking the universe a question, yes. 444, which I see a lot, the angels, archangels are working with you. Now, and that's true because I am, in my belief, it's true because I always ask on Michael and other archangels to work with me and help me and assist me and things like that. But it also could mean the answer is no. 333 is a yes and 444 is a no. So I will see this on the clock repeatedly. 444, 333. And I also will say this. Those numbers can represent something completely different. They can be a communication with another being that you're close to. And that could be a twin flame or a soulmate. I believe those numbers, I read on a website that talked about twin flames, that if you see certain sequences, that's part of the connection with twin flames, is that and many other things that go on. So, you know, it could be related to the person. There's many, many meanings for these things. 1111 is interesting because that is considered a higher number. You ever see that on the clock, 1111? Like the highest ascension beings and things that are going on, great changes. I see that once in a while. So far, I just saw 55 on my computer. What does that mean? That's another thing about change, too. 55 is supposedly about change. Change is taking place, and it's coming forward in your life. You just have to have faith that it will. And I look at these numbers, and I don't put too much weight in them, but I've learned now, like the 137137 and the 2929, I figured something's coming, but I'm not going to think about it too much because you almost create it. You do. Well, last time it meant something bad, and of course my furnace went down, and so this time I didn't even think about that because I didn't want my furnace to... We are creators, so if you start believing what these things say, then you create it as well. It's like... People will say things like, let's have a anti-war rally, and they're not going to change things on the planet because you're using the word war in your rally instead of having a peace rally. If you have a peace rally, you're talking about what you want. So the words we use and say every day have so much power, and we can let them... They'll change our lives. And if you truly want to change your life, maybe you've been asking for some things and you've seen certain numbers, you really have to change, for everything I know, the words you use, letting go of judgment. These are not easy things to do. And then again, I just made it sound that way because I said it was. These are easy things to do. Let me correct that. They're simple. They seem to be, it's hard for me to get out of judgment sometimes. Not that I judge people horribly, but I think we all do it. We judge things, and it's good to discern, but not to judge. But we judge things because there's so much going on in our culture, and I think we get caught up in that. I do, and it's hard not to. Oh, then I just said it again, didn't I? I just did it, didn't I? I said it's hard not to. It's easy. It's easy. I don't have to. You know? So look at that. We have all these habits. And we make excuses, and it's probably best not to make excuses. Just own up to it. And truly, if you want something changed, then choose it. And choose your words more carefully. Maybe choose the people you hang around with, because they're going to make you feel good or they're going to make you feel bad. And if they're making you feel bad, then maybe it's time, unless you want to go down that road, maybe it's time to make some changes. Something to think about. There was a time when I used to hang with anybody because I just wanted to be friends with anybody. And over time, I learned I'm very picky about who I spend quality time with. I'll say hi to anybody. I don't judge people by how they look or anything like that. But if somebody's really negative, I don't want to be around them for any length of time. I'll say hello to them. I'll send them the love. But other than that, then I get away from them. And I've surrounded people in my life that are positive and easygoing and kind of happy people. I made that choice. And some of you, it might mean relieving yourself from certain family members. If that's the case, I'm not encouraging it, but I'm not discouraging it. If it was me and I had a family member that was poisonous, I would not have a whole lot to do with them. And I still would love that person, but there's no use to go back and forth and go round and round. I just don't see the purpose of that. It drags you down. It lowers your vibration. So if we want things to change, there's a lot of things we can do. There's a lot of things we can do to start going in another direction. And I think these numbers are trying to tell us that. And really, if you step back from all of this, you will see that the Earth is going through this change like we've talked about many, many times. The shift is underway, and it's just continuing to get more and more. The planet is becoming a higher vibration, for lack of better words. And we can shift with it, or we can say, no, I'm not going to do it. And it's going to be a bumpy ride. So do you want a bumpy ride, or you want to let go of things, is what I would say. That's up to you. Do whatever you want. I may not be right. But for me, let go, have faith, change your focus, all those things. You know, I also realized that, and this is kind of an epiphany, and maybe this has to do with 222, because that talks about epiphany. I realize I'm not quite the same person I used to be. As I've gotten older, I used to be friendly and go up to everybody and talk to everybody and just try to make friends and try to make people feel good and get them to laugh a little bit. That was so important to me. And that wasn't, maybe part of it was because I wanted to be a pleaser, but also I think I just had this great love in my heart for everybody, and I saw the best in them. And as I've gotten a little bit older, I don't see that. Now, I don't hate people, but I'm sure I judge them, and I don't go out of my way like I used to. And I just think, well, why? What's the purpose? I still care about beings. I will extend love and joy to them, but maybe not, you know, walk across the street to do it. Unless I know them, maybe I would. But so this was a wake-up call, and I thought, why don't I do that again? Why don't I continue? It's just a natural thing I had as a child. And as I grew up, I still had it for a long time. And then recently, in the last, I don't know, number of years, I just don't seem to feel that, wanting to make that effort with others. And I'll meet them halfway, and I'll be more than friendly and polite to them. But that little extra was missing. Maybe that's what the 222 as well was trying to tell me. Get back to being non-judgmental and accept others, because it'll set you free. You know, if you really want to take the next step to whatever it is you're trying to obtain, we have to set ourselves free. And in order to do that, we have to let go of a lot of things. I'm beginning to realize. And I'm also beginning to realize, if I could harness my thoughts, which I catch myself doing, be more aware of what you think. Because I think I'm this positive guy, this caring, loving being. And then I catch myself thinking things that are a little more negative. Like, well, this person did that, and I know they're not a great person because of that. And it's like, don't put a label on anybody, even if they've done bad things. You know, I live in a medium where I'm forced to, in a way, do those kind of things. You have to make statements on the air. You have to do opinions. So that's part of the problem. But that doesn't mean I have to truly feel that way. And especially in my private life, I can go home and let go of all this, and none of it has to matter. None of it does. And I don't really have to necessarily do that on the air. And certainly in this show, I have no intention of attacking, which I don't do, but I mean just drawing a judgment. There's no reason for it. You know, I just read something recently. It was so good, and I don't remember the article, but it talked about never judge anybody. Actually, I think it was something about Saint Germain, a book about Saint Germain, and he was talking about letting go of judgment because it so holds you back, and that is so true. It really does, and I want to move forward. So I think it's all tied into my experience with the 222, or the 2222, or the number 2. I mean, they're all, we're always given these little things. The question is, do we recognize them? And many of you might say, I've heard this, and I used to think this way too. Well, nothing ever happens to me. I never see things. I never have. Well, keep saying that because you're going to get that. Or you could start saying, well, something is happening to me. I just haven't seen it. But I'm going to see it now. I am going to see the signs that I'm being given. Because I believe every one of us is given these signs. And when you doubt it, well, then you're not going to get it, are you? The law of attraction. The law of creation. How we create, you know. So good luck. And I'd like to hear from you. If you've had some number sequences, I'd like to hear. If you have any stories you want to share. There was a guy that told me, and it wasn't a sequence. No, it wasn't sequence. It was a guy I knew of quite a while back, probably about 10 years ago. And I only met him briefly. But he told me he was dating this girl. And every time when he glanced over the clock, it was the same time. Whenever he was over her apartment, he would glance at us. He just would happen to look over at the clock, and it was the same time, and it freaked him out. And at the time, this is 10 years ago, I knew nothing about soulmates or twin flames, because I would tell him now, you might be with your soulmate or twin flame, because these numbers, they're not random. And there's other things you can look into that can confirm that that may be the case. So feel free to contact me. I wish you the best. And if you see numbers, you can always look those up. Those are a ton of sites out there. And hopefully I'll have somebody on pretty soon to talk about that. Blessings to you. Namaste.